Court officials in Philadelphia recently approved the first pay raise for court-appointed defense attorneys since the mid-1990s. Then, city officials looked at the proposed pay increases and said they're not sure where the money will come from. As WHYY's Bobby Allen reports, the confusion is having real consequences for some of the most vulnerable people in the criminal justice system.
Most people charged with crimes in Philadelphia are too poor to afford their own attorney. Often they're represented by a public defender. But if multiple people are arrested for the same crime, the public defender can only represent one of them. The rest have to get court-appointed attorneys. These private lawyers take on thousands and thousands of cases a year.
I joke that it's God's work, but it's not. It's really not that much of a joke.
That's attorney Marnie Snyder, who, until recently, did court-appointed work. The low pay was just the start of the problem.
After a while, I was getting late checks. I was getting my fees cut by significant amounts.
She says court-appointed clients represented 70% of her work, but just 20% of her income. For a typical case that could take weeks, she was getting paid a flat fee of $400, which didn't cover everything she did.
There is no place to record how many times you visited someone at the prison, and so I noticed that lawyers don't visit their court-appointed clients at the prison.
Snyder couldn't take it anymore, so she removed her name from what criminal defense attorneys call the list. And that's bad for poor people who are charged with crimes. The more people leave the court-appointed list, the more stress is on the whole system. Ron Greenblatt used to head Philly's Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers.
You don't have experienced attorneys, so people get longer sentences. They won't get adequate representation, which could lead to wrongful convictions.
Court officials know this is a problem, so at the end of last month, they issued a court order increasing rates. It's a big deal, since this hasn't happened since the 1990s. But it would add $5 million to a $9 million budget for court-appointed attorneys, and right now, the city doesn't know where that money's going to come from. A spokeswoman for the mayor's office called the pay bump, quote, premature, but said officials are doing everything they can to comply with the court order. But if the city doesn't come up with a plan, there could be consequences. Here's Greenblatt.
We anticipate that if this funding isn't brought to bear and people aren't paid what they're owed, that the lawyers will want to sue.
In other words, if the city doesn't pay what it owes, Greenblatt says he'll be representing attorneys on the list, suing the city for shortchanging them. Bobby Allen, WHYY News.